we here for?
Emily Pike.
Then say her name.
Emily Pike.
Say her name.
Emily Pike.
Say her name.
At the corner of Mesa Drive and McKellips Road, dozens of demonstrators met on a recent Saturday as cars drove by honking their horns.
Justice for who?
Emily Pike.
Who do we love?
Emily Pike.
Who do we love?
This is where Emily was last seen alive.
Secrets in their diary. Girls gone missing is a national inquiry.
Since her disappearance, a chain-link fence hugging the edge of a 28,000-square-foot vacant lot has become home to a roadside memorial for the slain Apache teen. Visitors from near and far have flocked to this bustling intersection, adorned with flowers, stuffed animals, a banner of Emily's face, and lots of red ribbons. That was until someone suddenly took everything down earlier this month. No matter who did it, Jolene Shorty is still upset.
You took down her stuff. There is a respectful way. There is a traditional way to let things go. This is not the way.
For Shorty, she says this is the second tragedy to happen there.
I see a clean slate to start over. In a way, they almost helped us. We're gonna come back and put up more stuff. We're gonna honor them the way we're supposed to.
Delvina Charlie, who is Danette, thinks taking down those mementos adds insult to injury.
This is the respect that we got. We're pushed to the side that our voices meant nothing, that she meant nothing. If this was a different privileged girl, it would have been handled differently.
Since the items were taken down, Emily's family has been in talks with the city of Mesa on planting a tree and placing a bench at Fitch Park, just a few blocks from her last known location. Jared Marquez is San Carlos Apache and treasurer of the Turtle Island Women Warriors.
I've been there. Being a 13-year-old kid, never talking to my parents, running around on the reservation, you know, nobody ever truly caring. And it's hard to think what this girl went through, a lot of us could have been through.
As for the investigation into Emily's murder, KJZZ asked the FBI, the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Unit, and the lead agency, Gila County Sheriff's Office, for the status, but did not receive any updates. For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio reporting from Mesa.